And aloha. It's Maya Ananda here, your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. And aloha. And if you're catching this in real time, Friday blessings. Such a magical day, isn't it? So, coming to you a bit late this morning, so this is going to be rather fast and furious. As yoga is calling, that is my Friday gift to myself before I start the workday, and the myriad of other things that go with the day. But I had such a powerful dream vision last night that I would share it with you. So here you go. My mind went to another place for a second, so I will share with you. The teacher in me was saying, wanted to say, that these visions, not just for me, for everyone, that come in those moments as you are waking, those are the most powerful, because those are the ones that your guides and guardians, they need you to see. And it's in those moments that you have the greatest recall of what's going on. Now, I've taught dream classes before, and there's always someone, more than someone, that'll say, I don't dream, or I don't remember my dreams. And that's kind of on you. I hate to like toss that ball. But it is, because it's a practice. And it's really, again, so simple. Just say to your guides, I'd like to now start connecting in that realm, and I'd like to start remembering and make an effort to do so, right? And there's lots of things that will affect our dream state, you know, what you imbibe the night before. Those of us who journey intentionally, of course, there's herbs that can augment and accent our journeying. And what I have found, although passion fruit flower does open, you know, I'm not even going to, it just opens you to different realms. But for me personally, not in good ways. I always have just fragmented, really strange visions. So although I love and adore that flower and the fruit, it stays out of my nighttime tea. But for you, it might do the opposite. So part of what we'll be doing at the Happy Heart Sanctuary physical space is to tend to a magical garden. And my goodness, I cannot wait for so long now. I've dreamt of this. And of course, in Sydney, had a similar magical garden that just I had to leave. But, you know, that's what happens sometimes. But anyway, we will have a magical garden and growing herbs that will, you know, you can put in certain blends and for medicinal purposes, for health in winter, and also to open you, you know, so that you can really fully step into your dream time. Pays my goodness, what a potent time to receive messages, to connect with your guides, to connect with those that now reside in spirit. When I really need to see my husband, like really need to see him, you know, I say, okay, let's connect. And if it's right, he'll be there. You know, remember, there's no such thing as death. We shed these physical bodies, but that's it. That's it. Then we move on. Then we move on. And we need to remember that. We need to embrace that and recall that. And I know there's many of you that work with those across the veil. But there's many others who I work with in my death doula work that think that the body is it. And when that body goes, we are done. And I, you know, it's not up to me to convince them if they're not in that place of readiness. Then you'll hear what I heard last week from a woman who was really struggling, you know, with the upcoming death of her mother. You'll hear, well, I'd like to believe that, but you know in their heart that they're just not ready. But anyway, we are going on a big tangent at this moment. I wanted to share with you the dream and went into a bit of a teaching on dream work. So this vision that came, not very long, but came in those magical moments as I was waking. So here it goes. Okay, get to it. So there was this ball of, I knew there were animals, but they did not as of yet take shape. And this ball of fur, brown fur, was just moving in a circle. And then as it was moving, it separated into three. And those three took shape. And those three took shape as baboons. And I could see very clearly their face and know that that was the essence that was being communicated to me, that these were baboons. And as they moved in this circle and solidified in their shape, they stood up on their hind legs. Oh, so powerful. And then they stopped. And they each three started pounding their chests and howling this loud, loud, like warrior cry. And then they looked at me. Oh, my goodness, so powerful. Now, I know there's going to be logic people in the group that go, well, baboons don't actually do that in the wild and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to say again for the umpteenth time, get out of your head. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what baboons actually do and if they do this or not. What matters is the essence of the dream. And when I teach dream work, I say to the group, the most important thing when you receive something is, how do you feel? Are you scared? You know, if I was scared of these baboons, that would convey one message. But I'll tell you, I was not. I was filled with such a sense of power. This warrior essence conveyed by these animals. And of course, then I rushed to all of my animal books to see what resonated by people who have offered thoughts on, you know, baboon totems and their medicine. And much of it did not resonate. And then, you know, there's always going to be a couple words. And it's those words that you're looking for. And it's said that when you connect with baboon energy, one, ground your ideas, but you can call on them for personal power. And that is the message. And I'm sharing it because this is not just my message. Yes, I am an Aries warrior, and I am called from a space so deep within, so ancient and dark, to do this work and to bring these words and these wisdoms out so that you who are hearing them, it will stir something within you. It will also reach that place that is dark and ancient, that wisdom, that knowing, that feeling space, that raw space that we've all been taught to shove down, to lock up, to push it away, and come right back up to your headspace where we talk ourselves out of all sorts of beautiful and wonderful feeling things. Not the time for it. You go there. You go into that dark and deep and ancient space within you, and you unlock that door, and you let out what is within you. Now, I've done a meditation before where we actually journey within and find the door where your intuition is and unlock it, and I will record that again. Goodness knows where I had stored it in the years past, but I'll re-record it and put it out. As it gives you a space. Now, I'm going to say tangible space. For some of you, that's not tangible enough. But when we journey, you're actually doing stuff. Okay? So when you settle into that space of stillness and meditation and journey within yourself and find that space that your energy has called intuition, and you unlock it, all sorts of magical things happen. And I can attest, because that was my initiation, let's say, so many years ago. having done that practice, my life has not been the same since. And I do offer that as just a golden nugget, is that once Pandora's box is open, you know, once you take that pill that's offered, you know, going back to Neo, yes, and the Matrix, once you take those blinders off, there is no putting them back on. And hey, that's okay. That's okay, but don't say that you weren't warned. Personal power. What is personal power to me? It is sovereignty. It is knowledge. And it is the knowing that you are an energy being of light. And that what you see around you is not what you've thought. And what you've been taught is not real. This is the time of the great unfolding, the great unveiling. A couple episodes back, I spoke about the floorboards in an old house. Have so many things been buried under those floorboards, put there by the powers that be, these negative forces, so we'd look other ways. But now those floorboards are cracking, aren't they? And they're either disintegrating on their own, or we are ripping them up and looking, perhaps for the first time, to what's underneath. And I say to you, my sisters, do not run from what you see underneath. Embrace it. This is wisdom. This is knowledge, and this is truth. Now, it might feel uncomfortable. It might feel sticky. It might feel, ooh, you know, put that back. But you are here in this time, in this space, for a reason. And it's not to put those floorboards back. It is to build a new foundation. And you are part of that. Isn't that exciting? You are part of that. In whatever unique way that is, you are part of building this new foundation of this new world, new era, new energy. The old must go. You are part of the new, sister. Dig within. Find that space within you that says personal power. The one we have been taught. You know, so many things we've been taught to fear our personal power, that we have none. Shoved eternally into victim mode, each woman on this face of this planet. And I say no more. I know you say no more. No more. Reach within you, sister. You have the strength. You have the ability. And you unlock that door. And you let it all out. You are here for a reason. And you know what that reason is. You know. But maybe you've silenced the cries for whatever reason. Ghost cow in the distance. I doubt you can hear it, but there's this cow somewhere in the area here that bellows in the morning, and we call her ghost cow because we've never actually seen her. But she's saying, yeah. By the way, I love cow energy, and when I have land of my own and space, we will have a little cow. I hold such tenderness for them, and I know I have walked this earth as a priestess of Hathor in Egypt. I know it. I've been to Egypt, and I've had flashbacks and remembrances of that time, so perhaps that's my fondness for cows, but I think they're lovely creatures. And as the wind picks up, agreeing with these words this morning, the sun rising further in the sky here, warmth intensifying, I say to you, sister, it's time. So that's feeling complete this morning. Pay attention to your dreams. Start your own dream journal. Tell your guides, I want to walk the space between. I want to remember. This is Maya Ananda. Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life. Saying to you, sister, reach within. Open that door. It's time to regain. Well, so much. So much. But today it's about your personal power. And standing on your own 2 feet and hammering your chest and bellowing and saying, I am, I am, I am, and I am not to be toyed with. Yeah. Rock on. Have an amazingly beautiful day. And thank you, as always, for joining me. And I will see you tomorrow, or at least hear you and listen to you. One of those. Have a great day. Bye.